Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
The Rochester International Jazz Festival has officially been pushed back to next year.
Knew it was coming.
They remained as optimistic as they could, but organizers for the festival say the event will now take place June 18th through the 26th of 2021. This is after the event had originally been postponed to the fall, of course, due to the pandemic. They said that the health and well-being of visitors and staff was the top priority in the decision. Of course, they hope to include as many of the previously announced artists as possible in those new festival dates. Again, not a shock. Well, here we go.
Or here we dunkle, I guess, is a better way to say it.
We're
not going anywhere, truly.
Nope, definitely not.
The Monroe County Department of Public Health confirmed that there were 28 new cases of coronavirus since Saturday, but over the weekend, there were actually no new deaths of the virus. So, according to the health department, there were 3,992 confirmed cases of the virus in the county, and 66 of those people were hospitalized, and 5 of those patients were on ventilators in the ICU. So very, very low number compared to what we have seen in the past here.
Sure.
And looking up with no new deaths over the weekend, like, that's amazing. And I'm glad that we're in this spot right here in New York, specifically in Monroe County, looking at all the other states that we talked about last hour in the feed, Texas, Florida, they're just skyrocketing, truly,
with cases and hospitalizations. 19 states. A lot of states. Yeah, not great. Pretty amazing, too, by the way. For the first time since March 11th, yesterday, New York City also reported 0 confirmed or probable coronavirus deaths.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
great.
The New York State Department of Health also announced that nursing homes can resume limited visitation. That begins later on this week. Some safety restrictions apply, such as limiting visitors to 2 people per resident, and a guest will have to take temperature checks, of course, wear those proper PPE usage things, and required social distancing, all of the guidelines as we know. Additionally, New York State Department of Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says visitation at nursing homes and long-term care facilities can only occur if that facility has been without COVID-19 for 28 days. At least one of the 2 visitors must be 18 years old or older, and only 10% of residents can be allowed to have visitors per day. Officials say the Department of Health will make adjustments to the visitation policy as it needs to, and as they get more info and data and things like that. But Wednesday is when people in nursing homes can finally see their families.
Love it. It's been a long road. It really has. Sure. Especially for them. Like, so isolated. That's so not good for your mental health
at
all.
No, it's heartbreaking.
People have been locked up for since March here, and not a lot of people have been spending money. And then with malls opening on Friday, that's a good way to go out and probably spend some coins, stimulate the economy a little bit here. But also another way you could stimulate the economy, the local economy, the Rochester Public Market kicked off the community garage sale and super flea market season this weekend. They reopened yesterday, actually. So the reopening of the garage sales and the super flea markets obviously started late this year because of COVID, but nevertheless, they are open, and they will remain open until August 18th, fingers crossed, with nothing in the way, hopefully.
Yes, let's hope.
To make social distancing smooth as possible there. Everyone's wearing masks. All the vendors are wearing masks. Hand sanitizer's out, and everyone's trying to keep their booths like spread apart so it's as safe as can be. There's clothing, food, jewelry, tools, everything you need there at the public market, and I think I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. I could be an extreme garage sale flea marketer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Gonna pitch a show idea to A&E?
Yeah, I might. I might. Who knows? Drafting it up as we speak.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay. Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, an NFL team is getting a name change today. I'll tell you about that. Coming up around 8:25 or so. Up online, 98pxy.com. Disney World reopened over the weekend.
Oh, did it?
Things are going great. Everyone's following the rules.
There is absolutely no distancing. There are people talking to the lines. So there are employees who are here, and nobody is emphasizing distancing at all.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Actually, no one's following the rules. I'm sure this will end well. I'm sure it'll be fine. It reopens the same weekend where they had 15,000 plus new cases in just the state.
Stop.
Yeah. More on that at 98pxy.com. If you want to go take a look.
Oh, goodness.
You can jump in early for today's Savvy or Sensible. The poll is now up for that. We'll get into that just after 8 o'clock. Savvy or Sensible. Not giving a tip when someone finds something that you lost. We'll give that backstory again.
Corey can relate very heavily to this.
Oh, lucky. And of course, the good news from the coronavirus outbreak. There is good stuff happening. We like to highlight it on the show. We'll do that just after 9. But again, the blog is up at 98pxy.com. All right. Coming up next on the show, I want to try to pinpoint when this transition takes place. When you go from your parents just being your parents and being a parental figure to more of a peer friendship kind of relationship where you guys can like hang out and it's fun. Breeze, you've been doing this a bunch. You had your big mom's night out over the weekend where you and all your roommates and all your moms went out together.
Sure did.
I have a couple of theories as to when this takes place, why this takes place. For most people, I mean, always exceptions to the rule, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Depends. I think it probably depends on your mom as well. But I think for most people, there's a couple of theories as to why.
Right.
And one of them has to do with booze.
Oh!
Yep. We'll break it down more. If you have theories, if you want to share, 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show.
If your coffee tastes funny this morning, blame Team PXY with Breezy and Corey James.
The jokes.
Yeah, the jokes and definitely the music.
My kids will not let me change the station.
The number one hit music station.
98PXY.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!